Hey, Mark Mosley. Hey, thanks so much for taking the time to join us on WOP.
Sure. Glad to be here.
All right. So, first of all, where are you calling us from? Where you live these days?
I live out in the Shenandoah Valley, close to Winchester, Virginia. I just pulled up at my farm. I was just getting ready to unload my trailer.
Well, thanks for taking the time before the trailer. Speaking of trailers, the reason we're calling is there's a trailer that they're putting out. The movie's not done yet, but there's a documentary called Imagining the Indian that's they're still working on it. I think they're aiming to release it, I think, January for Sundance. And it's we interviewed the director, Aviva Kempner, and co-director Kevin Blackstone, who you've seen pan all the time around the horn. But anyway, the documentary is arguing, you know, that they should change the team name, and not just the Skins, but Chiefs, everyone around the country. Anyway, so I wanted to get someone from the team on, and I know you've been an ambassador for the team on the subject, you know, to hear the team side and why they think they should keep the name, just to have a balanced journalistic report here. Just any initial thoughts on the team's position on it, you know, why they think it's a worthy name?
Well, to answer your question of why do we think we should be able to keep the name, I think it's because we've always honored that name with great tradition as of alumni. I'm the president of our Redskins alumni, so I'm very familiar with all the guys that have played in the past 50 years, probably 60 years, and these guys have always taken great pride in being Washington Redskins. That name Redskins has always meant a lot of pride, a lot of hard work, because everybody, we knew that name represented something great. And so we've always honored that. And I think, to be honest, I've traveled all over for the team, meeting with the different heads of the councils around the country. And I can't tell you, I can't even remember how many of these councils we met with, but a lot of them. And we've talked with a lot of individuals. I grew up with the Alabama Coushatta Indians down in Texas, and some of them are my best friends. So I've been aware of the plight of the Native Americans for years and years, and I think that's what needs to be addressed more than this. The name change is not going to change the way they're treated. What we need to do is we need to be doing more for them. So, that's where I come from.
Gotcha. Do you have any more details on the different tribes that you met with? Because I know you and I think Gary Clark and some others have done trips for the team on their team's behalf. Do you know any of the specific names of the reservations?
Well, we've met with so many of them. We met with the Navajo Reservation, several players. We've done I think there's probably a list there that could be a lot better than I can, because it's been a while since we did all this. But we did. We've done football camps at the different reservations around the country, all the way up to Montana. I mean, we were almost in Canada for some of them. But we did these for their high schools and some of the local reservations. Just myself and Gary Clark and Ricky Irwin and some other guys that did this in Caldwell. And we spent two summers doing that, and we haven't the last two summers. For some reason, we haven't done any in the last couple of years, but they're planning on doing more of them. But we've been able to visit and to get around and be a part of so many of them that we've never had anything negative said to us. As a matter of fact, it's just been the opposite, that they were upset that it was being questioned, and that they all took great pride in the fact that we were Redskins and we represented them.
Gotcha. I think one of the big arguments the team makes is a lot of times that they'll point to those the polling. I know there was a 2004 Annenberg poll, and then I think in 2012 the Washington Post did another poll where I think both of them found that, at least according to who they interviewed, that 90% of Native Americans were not offended. Now I know the filmmakers,
yep.
the filmmakers say there's other polls, you know, that dispute that or whatever. And we know Oneida Nation that, you know, there's some tribes that do say, you know, it's a fact that they say they think it's offensive. But you want to speak to the polls for a second? I mean,
well,
you have a quote from you on the polls.
Well, to be honest with you, I've not even paid attention to a lot of these polls. I mean, I don't even know where they come from or who they even talk to. I just know what myself and other former Redskins who we all took our own time. We weren't paid for any of this. Mr. Snyder set out because he wanted to know if we were truly disrespecting anybody from these Native American reservations. And it was just it was him that sent us out. He footed the bill for it, and we gave our time, but we wanted to make sure. And we came back with the conclusion, the same conclusion that the Washington Post had, which, you know, it was just, I think it's only been 2 years ago that they did their poll. And that was that came back very positive for the name. As you know, they even apologized to us in a kind of a backwards way for being such hard critics of the name Redskins.
Gotcha.
That was an unsolicited, representation too. I mean, they were very against the name Redskins until they did that survey. They spent a lot of money and time to make sure that was a legitimate survey that they did. And I think anybody questioning that would have to have a lot of proof in order to prove differently.
Gotcha. So if that's the team's, I know Dan says he will never change it. And the team cites those polls, 90% aren't offended. If somehow, let's say another poll came out 5-10 years from now that said that 90% were offended, is that something that the team would think about, you think, if the polling did go in the other direction? Or what do you think about that?
Well, that's not for me to decide. That is the organization itself, and that's Dan Snyder, who owns the team. It's his money that he paid to buy the team, and he's the head man there. That's a decision that he would have to make. I think for the players, I think every one of them, I don't know of too many players that would object to either way. I think most of them would rather keep the name Redskins because we feel honored that we had a chance to play under that banner. And it would hurt for us to lose that because of the pride we took in it and the hard work and dedication that we gave to it. And I think to change that name would be a hard one for us. But I'm sure if we positively knew that this name was really hurting people and being disrespectful to people, we would very much consider doing something about it. And I'm sure Dan would consider that too, but I just don't, from what I have seen personally, I can only speak for me personally, from what I personally have seen and have experienced, and by going and meeting and talking with hundreds of Native Americans, I've not had a negative word said at all, period.
Is it trickier, because it's so much more than just the name. I grew up going to, the Super Bowl years at RFK with my grandfather, season tickets, it wasn't his season tickets, but we get asked along by friends sometimes. And, do you think it's harder than it's not just the name. It's, you have the fight song. You have the fight song. You had Chief Z saying crank up that diesel for so many years. It's the whole mythology of cowboys and Indians, cowboys and skins on Thanksgiving, part of the American myth. I mean, more than just the name in football? It's sort of examining the Western myth itself.
I think it is. I think it's, the Washington Redskins are an institution. I get letters every day. I get 3 or 4 letters asking if I'll sign their cards that they've sent to me. And every one of them, their letters are talking about the name, the Washington Redskins, how proud they are to be a Redskins fan, how much pride they take in being a Redskins fan. And I just think there's a lot more. You're right. There's a lot more to it. I was just talking to my daughter, and the high school that they went to in Manassas, Virginia, is called Stonewall Jackson High School. They're going to change the name because of all this stuff that's going on right now. It's going to cost that high school over $1 million, over $1 million just to change the name of Stonewall Jackson High School. Now, and everything that's related to that. So, and that's just to start with. I'm not trying to say that it's the money that would keep us from doing it, but I think that has to be part of the equation.
Well, speaking of,
I mean, look at all the years. Look at the years that the Redskins have been called the Redskins, and everything involved with that, and the history behind it. You know, us alumni, it's like we'd just be wiped out. You know, we're no longer that have been a part of whatever this new name is. We're not a part of it.
Yeah, I guess the tricky thing is you know, I guess the other side would argue that, you know, Native Americans themselves were wiped out. So that's tricky. But
well, you know,
would you?
We can't go back and, unfortunately, we can't go back and undo history. You know, that's what people are forgetting here. All we can do is look forward and try to make things better. And, you know, if we came up with the conclusion that changing our name was for the better of it, for everyone, not just a few, but for everyone, then, you know, I think there would be some consideration made there. But that's way out there.
Do you think there was that story I read, I think I just read it yesterday, that like some sponsors, what was it, FedEx, who sponsors even, it's FedEx Field, they sponsor the stadium. I think FedEx, Nike, Pepsi were under pressure from investors to change it. The story just came out like yesterday, I think.
Yeah, I saw that.
Any reaction to that, or do you think that could have any, could that, you know, force any hands, or is it ultimately, you think, up to the league or the team?
You know, money talks. And unfortunately, the First Amendment has been being criticized because the way it's being used. People now have found a way to get to anybody that they disagree with by accusing them of doing something and then trying to hit whatever it is they make their livings with, or they do this or do that, you know, something personal. They try to hurt them with it. And, you know, I'm sure if all these people all of a sudden decided, you know, they were going to pull everything that they had spent with the Redskins, because that's how the Redskins survive, that's how all the teams survive, that it would affect them. But it's a scary road to be going down, doing that and using that as a weapon, because, you know, we're starting to tread on the First Amendment. You know, we feel like we can't say what we really feel or think because of what somebody's going to do to us or our family or our business or whatever it is that we're part of. And I think that's wrong, and it's very un-American.
Now, is there any – I've heard local members of, you know, sports media make the case that, you know, language evolves over the years, and I think one of the arguments is that I heard was, you know, if someone says, "Hey, three skins just came into the bar," I think people are going to say, "Oh, is it Daryl Green and Brian Mitchell and Art Monk?" You know, I think at least in this area, is there what's your reaction to that, or if there was a Native American in there that did find it offensive, you know, it's tricky. So, but I mean, what do you think about the argument of, you know, that in popular culture, at least, that's what most people would associate it with?
They associate the Redskins with the Washington Redskins football team. I go to Texas, and the, you know, like I said, when I go home, I'm 16 miles away from the Alabama Coushatta Reservation there, and I run into people all the time, but they don't, when I come in somewhere and they tell there's a Redskin in here, they don't think of the Native Americans. They're thinking of Mark Mosley. You know, I'm the only former Washington Redskin from my home team, and I'm the only one that's ever played professional football, and they think of me when that. You're right here, especially around Washington here. If that happened, they're going to think of a Redskin, of Washington Redskin, a player, football player.
And not to mention the only special team player to ever win the MVP. So don't sell yourself short.
Well, that's, you know, I don't know that I carry the same thing as Daryl Green and Art Monk and those guys. They're great football players and deserve to be in the Hall of Fame, that's for sure. And they're great Redskins. And that, you know, if you take that, you change the name, you take that away from them.
Memories really quick, as a slight aside of your record-breaking kick that they show all the time on TV, good memories of that day?
Yeah, I even made Alex Trebek's Jeopardy a couple of times.
That's cool. All right, well, I think the only final other little component is, citywide and God, I would love to see the stadium move back to the RFK site. I mean, to me, it seems like it would bring it back to D.C. That's where all the winning Super Bowl years happened. It just seems right. But I know the city, I think, has said that they wouldn't allow the team to come back to that site unless the name was changed. I mean, do you think is that a gamble the team might make? Do you think there'll ever come a point where they say, we'd rather have that stadium site back and, all right, well, let's call it something else?
Well, I think all of us would love to see that. But, once again, it comes to dollars and cents, what makes sense and what's not. I think being back where RFK was would be a phenomenal thing. You're right about the history there. There's great history at where RFK sits, but there's also great history in the Washington Redskins, not the Washington Bulldogs or the Washington Cats or whatever they want to call it. We've been called the Washington Redskins for a long, long time. And
yeah,
I think we've represented it well,
For sure, in terms of it's been around a long time, storied history. I guess to devil's advocate a little bit, the Bullets changed to the Wizards and the Nats became the Senators became the Nats. So I guess it has happened before. If somehow it did happen, and you're right, it would be a massive change, brand loyalty, finances, all the like, but hypothetically, if it did change, do you have anything that you would be okay with, as an alumni, a legend of the team another name that you could ever get on board with?
To be honest with you, I've never even thought about it because I've always felt like it was so far away that there wasn't even a need to think about it. And I don't have anything off the tip of my tongue that I would think would be appropriate, but because I know what I gave and what I did and how much pride I took in being a Washington Redskin and playing in all those games that I played in and every game giving every ounce of energy and blood, sweat, and tears that I had to do the best and be the best. I wouldn't want to take that away, but yet things change. Unfortunately, we're in a big change right now here in the country.
Yeah, and for sure, the climate out there feels even different than even like a month ago. Things have changed drastically.
Oh yeah, it is,
and
it changes daily, actually.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, in my and who am I? I'm just some measly entertainment reporter. But in my trying. To, be a compromiser and a healer and bring a fan of the team, but also be sensitive to everybody, trying to do this unbiased report here. My only name that I could ever, dude, I've spitballed this so many times trying to come up with names, and the only thing I could think of was, go with me here, is Joe Bugle just died. We had the Hogs. People wore the little, people wore the little noses and hair in the crowd.
Yeah.
If it did, officially ever have to change, I was thinking you could play into the Hogs thing and maybe go Pigskin, because you got to toss around the old Pigskin, football is Pigskin, you got the Pigs, the Hogs, you could even still call them the Skins, but it wouldn't be referring to, I don't know, I think it would maybe get around a lot, but you would have to change the logo, so there is that. I know they talked about maybe the Warriors as a backup, but even that, I think this documentary are that, that all the names should be gone, so anyway, that's just an idea. Pigskin.
Yeah, I can see them putting a big hog snoot on the helmet. That would go over real big.
Yeah, it'd be almost like an Arkansas Razorback kind of look, I guess.
Yeah.
It would change it for sure, but I don't know. There you go. If this thing ever does change, there you go. You can run that up the ladder and say.
We'll see. When that day comes,
but rest in peace.
We'll cross it.
Rest in peace, Joe Bugle, for sure, though. Okay, well, thanks for your time. just in closing, any other, you know, I tried to end the other calls on this too, on a hopeful note, and, you know, even the, you know, the filmmakers who were trying to change it, I at least said, hey, you know, what can you, what sort of a hopeful note that you could say that, you know, even if it does change the name, that, you know, it wouldn't take away from the good memories that you had with your grandfather and father watching the team and going to RFK and the Super Bowl, all that. So, you know, I'll pose the same thing to you. You know, what's on a hopeful note, regardless of whatever happens, whether they keep it, change it, I would like them to just decide and move on. But, you know, whatever happens, do you think, you know, what sort of a hopeful thing you can say about all the good memories, you know, you had, regardless of how this plays out? The memories will be there, right?
Well, however it turns out, I'm always going to be proud of the era that I played in, the games that I played, the players that I played with, the coaches that I played under. We just lost Joe Bugle. We've lost Ted Marchibroda. We lost, several other coaches over the last few years, and it's been really sad. That's a big part of our history, and I just hope that my hope is that all these great players and great coaches and the great fans that we've had all these years are not forgotten when they change the name, if they change it.
Right. All right, cool. Well, thanks. You've been more than generous with your time, and I really tried to be fair here in these interviews.
I appreciate. I can tell that you're trying to be in the middle and not be. But you know, anybody that's ever been a Redskin fan, it's going to be hard for them to swallow changing the name, and it's going to be hard for those fans to change their allegiance to another name. But I'm sure they will. And as I said earlier, things change over time, and in time, things will change, and people will get used to it.
All right. Well, it's thanks for calling, and thanks for all those clutch kicks over the years, sir.
No, you're welcome. I appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Mark Mosley, everybody, WTOP. Thanks.